Okay, today is Daf Tes Vav of Masechtas Pesachim. We've basically finished the first Daf of the Sugya of Chinuch Sagana Kohanim, Sagana Kohen, and now we begin the Daf. We're on Yudalet Amud Beis by the two dots at the bottom over there. So the Mishnah said, Amar Rav Meir, Mi Divreihem Lamadnu, from their words we learn, and what did he end up saying? That you're allowed to burn chametz of truma that is tahar with chametz of truma that is tameh. Right? Just like we learned before, you could burn shlishis with rishons, or as Rabbi Akiva said, with the oil, the story with the oil. So too, says Rabbi Meir, mi divreihem lamadnu, from their words. From which words? From their words that you could burn shesarf in truma tahora im tmeya ba pesach, meaning erev pesach. Amar Rabbi Yossi einahi amida. Says Rabbi Yossi is no comparison. Not only that, then the Mishnah said that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua agree that they have to be burned separately. In other words, they agree with Rabbi Yossi, it has to be burned separately, unless it's Suffolk Truma. If it's Suffolk Truma, then you can burn Suffolk Truma together with Truma Tahora. That's the Mishnah recapping. Amar Rav Meir, okay, so Midivayim Deman, whose words? Whose words let Rav Meir say the following? Whose words were that? Ilema. Was it Rabbi Chanina's words? Me dummy? It's not comparable. Rabbi Yossi, by the way, is right. It's not comparable. Why? Hasam tame v'tame. Because in Rabbi Chanina's case, it's all tuma. In other words, he made a shlishi, a rishon, turn a shlishi into a sheni, which could then go ahead and make more tuma. Hacha tar v'tame. Here, you took truma that was completely tahar and burn it with tameh. That's not the same thing at all. Who said you could do that? Ela midivrei Rabbi Akiva? What did Rabbi Akiva's word? What did Rabbi Akiva say? With the oil? That you could burn oil? What did Rabbi Akiva say? That you could burn shemen that's pasul, that's shlishi, with a nair. Right? We said it was either a candelabra, right? Remember that? Again, me dummy. Again, it's not comparable. Hasam pasul v'tame. Over there, at least, it was tame, and one thing was pasul. I mean, it can't become more tame, but at least it was tame itself. Hacha tar v'tame. Again, here it is, complete tahira. How could you think? Maybe you could do it, but it's not from their words. How can you get complete tahira and make it into tuma? Who said that? All the other two cases in the Mishnah, it was already tame. So the only thing was, can you make it more tummy? Yeah, you could do that. Here, it's not tummy at all. The answer is, Nema kasavar remeir, masnisin ba'av hatoma da'oraisa. The Mishnah must be talking about a case like this, where the av hatoma was a da'oraisa, v'lad hatoma da'rabanan. For example, Rabbi Chanina, what did he say? A rishon touched the shlishi. The rishon was a rishon mid'oraisa. But the shlishi was only shlishi midrabanan. Therefore, mina Torah, it's not tame. The shlishi, it's not tame mina Torah. Mina Torah is only wrong with it. The rabbanan came up with chumras. Okay, so mina Torah. What? Yeah. Yeah. So, but mina Torah is not tuma. Mina Torah, the Torah never said this is tuma. Midrabanan is tuma. So what happened? Midrabanan became a sheni, right? The midda oraisa tar ma'aliyah. Midda oraisa, it's completely tar. Umay mi divrehem. Then what does Rabbi Meir mean when he said mi divrehem? Yeah, mi divrei Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim. From the words of Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim. What does that mean? That means as follows. Just like Rabbi Chanina allowed a tuma de rabbanon to touch a tuma de oraisa and make it tuma d'oraisa, and make it more tuma on a d'oraisa level now, right? Because if a rishon that's a d'oraisa touches a shlishi that's a d'rabanan, what's it going to do to it? It's going to make it a sheni min haTorah. In fact, that's a shlishi d'rabanan is irrelevant. right? The fact that it's a shlishi derabanan is irrelevant. It's going to turn, right? So, just like you could do that, it's mutter, right? For, you're going to take truma that's tahar, take truma that's tahar, and burn it together with truma that's tameh during the sixth hour, which is only a derabanan, because min haTorah is still mutter this chametz. It's all mutter to eat still. It's only derabanan that came up with the sixth hour, right? So you're allowed to take truma derabanan, truma that's tahar, burn it with truma that's tameh during the zman of derabanan. Just like Mechila said, the derabanan could do that. Yeah.
So you're comparing an Iser Chometz derabanan.
Correct.
To an Iser
Zman.
Zman.
Correct.
So
correct.
Are they the same thing or not?
That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan says. That's exactly No, it's an anonymous person. That's exactly what he's saying. You're comparing an Iser derabanan to a Zman derabanan. The Zman translates into an Issa Durban. It's exactly right. Right? Okay? Very good. Amar Rish Lakish, Bishubar Kapara. No. Forget that. What kind of answer is that? That's not an answer. Masnisin Ba'ava Toma Daraisa. No. The Mishnah was talking about an Ava Toma Daraisa. It's a Risha Min HaTorah. Uvlada Toma Daraisa. And it's a Shlishi Min HaTorah. What? No. Vlada Toma is a Shlishi. It doesn't mean that. My divrehem. What does it mean, me divrehem? What does that mean, me divrehem? From their words? Yes. It's words, not in the Mishnah. Me divrehem. You know what that means? Me divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehoshua. The words of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. Two different. Now, those two tanaim are in our Mishnah also. Those two tanaim are in our Mishnah. But not for this principle. The Gemara must have known that it wasn't Rabbi Eliezer that they wanted, it was really Rabbi Yehoshua. So the Gemara says, hi Rabbi Yehoshua! Which Rabbi Yehoshua? In other words, which Rabbi Yehoshua could teach me that when you have, that just like we are afraid, just like we allow something to become Tameh Biyadayim, something to become Tameh, so too we could burn Truma Tahora and Truma Tameh, that's Chametz, together. Even though you're going to cause the Truma Tahora to become Tameh. But it's going to get burnt. Where's the raya for that? It's something that Yeshua said. What did he say? What did he say? Right, the first answer was, we're talking about the Rabbanans. That was the first answer. If Rosh Lakish says, I don't like that answer, let me tell you how it's possible. Ilei Maha Rabbi Yeshua. Is it the following of Yeshua? Ditnan. We learned in a Mishnah. It's actually a Mishnah later on. Chavis Shel Truma. A barrel of truma, okay, it's truma wine, I believe. Shinola ba suffik tuma. It's a suffik of its tuma. Says Rashi. Shinola, it's a little further than where we are. Sheira, a tuma happened. What does that mean? Kigon, shenichnas adam tame lisham. A guy walked into the room where the barrel is, a tame man. Suffik nogabo, suffik lo nogabo. It's a suffix if he touched it, suffix if he didn't touch it. Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense?
Sure.
Says Tosfos, that makes no sense. Because we have a rule that suffix toma depends on where it happened. Did it happen in Rosh Hashanah Rabin or Rosh Hashanah Yachid? What's Rashi talking about? What's Rashi talking about? The guy walked into the room, suffix if he touched it. What kind of suffix is that? Look at the bottom Tosfos, the bottom line. Pirish HaKunshi, as Rashi says, Kigon, Shenichnas Shom Adam Tameh, a Tameh guy walked in, V'lo Yidana, we don't know, E Noga, E Lo Noga. Did he touch it or not? The Kasha L'Riva, Ibar Shasa Yachid, Sveiko Tameh, Ibar Shasa Rabim, Sveiko Tahar. Kind of, what's Rashi talking about? And Rashi needs a Hezbo. Now, Tosas is going to give an answer, which is going to change the rule that we know about Sota, it's all enough from Sota, right? If a Sota's walking with a man, oh, married woman's walking with a man down the street, that's not a Sota, it's a broad daylight. If they go to some hotel room together, private, that's a Sota, right? So, it says Tosa like this. Nirulari, Lafarish, Kigon, Shtechavios, the Rishus Yachid. There were two barrels in Rishus Yachid. They're both in some hotel room. Vinaga ba'achat mehem. You touch one of them.
Sure.
Ve'ene yodea ve'ezim mehem naga. But you don't know which one you touched. I touch one. Not lying. I touch one. Which one? Who remembers? The shtehen, the hashta now, shtehen tuluyos divar Torah. They're both safek tuma mid oraita. Aye, it's a safek tuma in Rishus Yachid. We should say they're both tame. That goes against the MS. Can't go against the MS. He says they only touched one. We don't know. We don't think he's lying. He touched one. Which one? He doesn't remember. So they're both tame mi safek. Aye, we have a rule. Safek Rishus Yachid is all tame. Not against the MS. Tosu says that. Only if it could be true. Right? Sota, like a sota. They walk into the, did they do anything? They could have. They could have played checkers also. We don't know. So we say the tame. We say she's a sota. Avalhacha, the vade achas man tahora. One of them is certainly tar. You can't make both of them tame, minatora. Daraisa, because of that suffix. That's crazy. It can't go against the Emma. So therefore, they're both Tommy Misafik. Not Vadai. Okay? That's all just a side point. So what happened? There's a barrel of wine that's Suffolk Tommy. Right? Truma wine. Suffolk Tommy. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Im Haisa Munachas B'Mokom HaTurfa. If it was in a public place, now, we just said it was in a private place. Well, according to Rashi, or whatever, it was in some hotel room. Now you put it out into the square, into the town square. If you could put it into the town square. Yanichena b'makom hamutzna. Take it out of the town square and put it in a private place. V'yim haisa megula. And if it was in some public town square, yichasena, now go cover it. What does that mean? Says Rashi. The Rashi of Yanichena b'makom hamutzna. Adayin muzer al shmirasa. That means he's still going to guard it. Why? Time of Irish Bekrisas, Perak Ad Kama, Esh Mishmaris Trumasi. Shtayim B'mashma says twice, Achas Tahora, V'achas Tuluya, once Tar Misafek, once Tar. V'Amar Achmana, Ovid Le Shimur. Make a Shemira. The next Rashi says,
how does that help? It's a Safek Tamei already.
What?
It's a Safek Tamei.
Right, so one second. Let's just read the next line of the Gemara, and then we'll read the second Rashi, and it'll make sense. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, did I read this already? Im ha'yimuz munachas makam ha'mutzna yinichena makam ha'torfa. The exact opposite. Vim ha'yisim mechuzah yigalena. And if it was covered, uncover it. Says Rashi, Klomar, im ratza yachal ligrob lo tumma. Says Rabbi Yeshua, you want it to become tamei? No problem. In other words, the Rabbi Eliezer hold, you have to treat Suffolk Tumah, as if it's not Tameh. You have to guard it, take care of it, two times, Trumasi, Truma Tahora, Truma Suffolk. You have to treat it as if it's not a Suffolk. Why? Because maybe it's not Tameh. Says Rabbi Yeshua, no, you want to leave it out in open space? Go leave it out in open space. No, don't worry about it. Why? Klam Ibrata Yachal Liberal of Tumah, Dikasavar, Yesh Eilam Asores, for Trumasi, see if he reads it differently. Alma, Shmain Leil Rabbi Yoshua, what do you see here? Kivon de'ena ru'uya el lehadlaka, since it's now a Suffolk Tumah. Why is it a Suffolk Tumah? Let's say Tosas chat. Because the guy walked into the room and touched one of them. We don't know which one. They're both Suffolk Tumah. You can't eat it now. Nobody, Cohen can't eat it. Nobody can eat it. What do you do with it? You're going to use it for firewood. Since that's the case, Rabbi Yoshua holds, let it stay out and let the Tumah people touch it. They're coming back from a funeral or the old Tommy. Let them touch it. I don't care. I have no shechiv to guard it now. Why? Yachal ligro lo tuma. Since I can't eat it anyway, I'm allowed to cause it to become Tommy. Right? Vanami after hora bas beer he tmeinosa. So too, that could be a source for a mayor's din that you could burn truma tahora together with truma tmeya, because anyway, it's going to the garbage. Anyway, you can't eat it on Erev Pesach. Anyway, you can't eat it. So anyway, it's going to be thrown out. So I might as well burn it together. I am causing it to become Tameh. Rabbi Yeshua said it's okay. You like that one?
So It's the same as before. What does it make of a tzatzik cousin A or tzatzik cousin B? The bottom line is I can't eat it.
Exactly. Exactly. So therefore it should be okay. Says the Gemara, it's not a good raya. Why? Me, dummy? How could you compare? Hasam, in the case of the barrel, groma ba'alma. You cause it to happen. You don't touch it. You let it leave it out, and then the tummy people are going to come by. Ooh, free wine, right? That's what's going to happen. That's not the same thing over here. Hacha, be a dayim. Here, you're actually picking up the chametz, the truma tahora, and truma tameya, you're putting it in a pile together, and you're burning it. That's not the same thing at all. That can't be who Rameir is hanging his hat on. Ella, had Rabbi Yeshua. The following Rabbi Yeshua. Ditnan, chavetz shel truma. Listen to this case. It's also very hard. Chavetz shel truma. You have a barrel of truma. Shenishbara, begat el yona. Okay, so it's like an upper and a lower. How it look, I don't know. You go to Israel in the north, you see these old towns, and you see what they look like. So there's an upper chamber and a lower chamber. In the upper chamber is truma wine. That's tahar. In the lower chamber is chulin, that is tame. Now broke. So all the wine is going to fall into the chulin.
What? Tahar truma.
The tahar truma wine is going to fall into the chulin. It's going to turn the chulin into suffek, into a mixture of tuma and tahora. It's not going to be bottle in 1 in 100 or whatever. No one's going to be able to drink it. Tameh people can't drink it because it's truma, and kahanim can't drink it because it's tameh. Nobody could drink it.
Tremendous financial loss.
Right. It's a big loss. Anything we can do is save it. You hear what's going on? Chavetz shel truma, shenishbar begad al yona, vitachtona chulin tameyin, and in the bottom thing is truma chulin, not truma, sorry. Chulin Temeyin. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, it's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. Temeyin. Rashi says, Chulin Temeyin Yeshba. It has Chulin Temeyin in there. Viru'uyin lo b'yinei tumaso. You could, now, what Chulin that's Temey, it doesn't bother anybody. Anybody that's Temey can eat it. Chulin wine that's Temey, anybody who's Temey can drink it. Oh, Lamisha, first of all, Rui Lo Abay Tumasa. You can drink it when you're tummy. Oh, Lamisha, Eino Ochel Chulim Metahira. Or many people would need Chulim as tar. I'm not going to Deis HaMikdash for 6 months. It's the day after Sukkot. I don't care if I'm tummy. It doesn't bother me. If you're not a Kohen, there's no Isser. Hey, Amayla, okay? You want to be like that? You don't have to. So you can eat it. That's what Rashi is pointing out. Nothing wrong with this. Nothing wrong with this wine. It's drinkable. The imtipal truma zula tochan, if truma falls in, havale meduma tame. It's a mixture that becomes tame. V'lo chazi l'Yisrael, now Yisrael can't drink it, mishum truma, because of the truma. Afilu tahara, even if the guy's a tahara Yisrael, he can't drink it. V'lo l'mocha l'kohen, you can't sell it to a kohen, to give unto tumeya he asura, he can't eat it. B'yivam as peharel, nafkul sha'ochal truma tumeya over basay. You eat that, you over nasay. Fine. So again, what do you do with it? So that's the case. What am I up to? Yeah. So back to the Gemara. Mo de Rabbi Elazar ve Rabbi Yeshua. They both agree. She'im yachal lahatzil mimena revius tahora yatzil. If you can go get a tahar, if you can get a tar kli, save some of the truma wine. Go do that. What's the alternative? What's going to happen while you do that? While you're running to get the keli, more truma is going to fall into the wine, right? More truma is going to fall into the wine, and you're going to get to save less. The alternative would be get tamei kelim that are right here. You have tamei kelim right here. The tar kelim are in the house. By the time you run to the house to get the tar kelim to save the truma wine, so much wine is going to drip in. The alternative is get a tar keli, get a tame keli that's right here, and what are you going to do? You're going to make the true matame be a dayim.
But you save the financial loss of the chulin.
But the chulin you save.
Right?
You hear what you just did?
Chulin's worth $5,000.
So,
back.
Right. Right? Are you allowed to save Truma? Are you allowed to make Truma Tomei to save Chulin?
No.
No.
Yeah, but it was going to become that way anyway.
Ah, so that's what we're getting to.
It was.
So the Tana, they both agree you can't do this. They both agree. Modim, Rabbi Elazar, Yeshua, Shem Yochel, Ahatzel, Mena, Revius, Tahora, Yatzel. If you could go save, if you could go get a Tar Kli to save the Truma, you're not allowed to let the Chulin get saved. Right? You can't get the Chulin get saved. On the expense of the Truma getting Tamei. Because all I have is the Tamei Kli here. The Tar Kli is way over there. Vim Lav, and if not what? Says Rashi, Vim Lav, Shalo Yimta Kli Tahar. You don't have a Kli Tahar. You don't have a Kli Tahar. So there are two choices. Either I save the Chulin, or I don't save the Chulin. Right? I don't have a Tahar Kli no matter what. Vim Lav, Shalo Nimta Kli Tahar, Visof Sof, and at the end of them in that Rashi there of Vim Lav. Vesov sof, at the end of the day, latame ozla klula, the whole thing is going to become tame. This is two choices. Do I save the truma, do I save the chulin or not? No matter, I can take all the truma and let it fall to tame kalim. That I can do. Or I can let the whole thing fall into the chulin and lose the chulin. So, bezeh nechleku Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. That's a machlokas. The Rabbi Eliezer Omar, afal pike, even though it's going to become ruined anyway, Teirin v'tatam me'elav, let it fall in by itself, v'yafsir ha'chulin, and ruin the chulin, v'al yitamena b'yad k'dei la'hatzilam. Don't save it, b'yadayim, and cause tuma to happen. Don't do that. Rabbi Yeshua Omar, no, yitamena b'yad. You can make it, you can take the kalim, put it under the truma, let all the truma fall in, and become tamei. Why? And you save the chulin. Why could you do that? Alma, Rabbi Yeshua, Kivan de sofa li'ibud, since it's going to be ruined anyway, shari it's mutter. Utuma biyad, to make it tummy. Upesach nami loshna. For a mayor, midrav Yeshua yalef. It's exactly what Reb Meir said. You see that? Beautiful? That's what Reb Meir said. Let's read it now inside. Where am I? Vim lav, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Tear it with tatame, let it become tame, val tatame biyad. Don't do it by yourself. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, no. Af yitamena biyad. You can even do it by yourself. Right? Ihachi, so that's the answer. That's a technical question. Ihachi, if so, ihai midivrehem? What does it mean, Rabbi Meir said, midivrehem from their words? Who's they? It's only Rabbi Yoshua's words. What do you mean they? Midvarav miboyale. It should have said from his words. Okay, Hachikam. What I meant to say was, Mimach Lekusan, Shrobi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Alamadu. It's from their machlokes, from those words. Right? Dekanami, Diktoni, Modir, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua agrees sometimes, Shamina, you're right. That's the answer. Okay, so that's the first answer of the Gemara. The answer is, the words of Rabbi Yeshua with the crazy case with the Truma and the Tahora and the Tumah with the wine. That's a raya that you can allow to make Tumah be a dayim because it's going to garbage anyway. Number of Nachman and Rabba Baravua, Mastisim Ba'avatuma Doraisa, Bivlatatuma Doraisa. Right? That not to say, the first answer was the Dorabanan. That was the first answer. Then no, Umayim Midivrehem, Midivre Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yoshua. Okay? Good? So far, so good.
You're saying that the Mishnah is talking about this really strange
case. Right.
It's difficult to say.
No. But Meir said, Midivrehem, from this really strange case, I will also say you can burn chametz together with tummy. That's what I would say you can do. That's what midivrehem. From that very strange case elsewhere, where Yeshua said, I could say that you can do the same thing with chametz. Why? It's all going to garbage anyway. It's okay. Okay. Eisvei Ravel or Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman just said that we're talking about a Doraisa case. Doraisa. And what's the answer? The answer is what Rabbi Yoshua just said. That's Rabbi Meir. What did Rabbi Yossi say? It's not comparable. Why not? Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ein HaNidon Dome L'Raya. It's not comparable. the nidon is not compared to the raya. The case of the wine is not the same as the case of chametz. Why not? Now, Amar of Yossi ain't any nidon l'raya. It's not comparable. Why? Im al habasar. Now we have to go back to the Mishnah, right? Im al habasar shenit ba'bevlo. Ah, kishayidu rabbi saying al amayidu. When our rabbis discussed the matter, what were they talking about? In other words, what's the beginning of the Mishnah say? The beginning of the Mishnah says like
this. It's not the case of the wine now?
What?
It's not analogous to the case of the wine? Now I got to teach you guys.
No, it's the flip. It's one time of saying, and therefore what? I learned, I don't care if you can't eat it because of A or can't eat it because of B. The bottom what? Line is I can't eat it. And he says, A to B. It does make a difference if it's A or B. This is chametz, and this is the Easter of being Matan being
Dayan. No, he's asking a different question. One second.
You're one line ahead of him. I'm saying, what are they saying it's not compared to? The cases before, the lines are coming out?
No. We started at the beginning of the daf. We started at the beginning of the daf. One second.
One second. You can't say that. You can't compare the chametz iser to the being matama truly v'dayin iser.
Right. We're going back. We're going to the wine case. It's the wine case. However. Our Mishnah, without talking about wine, our Mishnah talks about meat and oil, right? So now here we go. Ima habasar shidit ba'bevlada tumah. Shesorfin oso. By the way, Reb Nachman said that Rabbi Chanina was talking about tumah meat and tumah and daraisa meat and daraisa cases, and Rabbi Kiv was talking about daraisas. And what Rabbi Meir talking about? The funny case with the wine. Okay. So now, Rabbi Yossi said it's not comparable. In the Mishnah, he said that it's not comparable. Now, im al habasar shenitma bivlad hatuma. If we're talking about basar that was a shlishi, shesar finoso im habasar shenitma ba'av hatuma, and we're talking about a rishon, right? A rishon touched a shlishi, zet tameh v'zet tameh. They're both tameh. Shlishi is tameh and a rishon is tameh. Im al hasheben shenifsal betful yom. If we're talking about shlishi oil, shenmadlikin oso bener shenitma betameh meis, that is being burnt with a rishon candelabra, ze pasul v'ze tameh. The oil is pasul. It is itself tameh. It can't make tumah further, like we learned yesterday. And the candelabra is tameh. Af anumodim. So we should agree. Betruma shenitmes bevlad hatoma, that truma that is a shlishi. Shesarfinoso imatruma shenitmes ba'av hatoma. I would understand that you could burn shlishi truma with rishon truma. Avlaech nisrof hatuluya im hatameya. But how would you able to burn suffic truma with truma tameya? Which, if you could burn, which there's no reason why we said you can't do that. There's no reason why you can't do that. If you can even burn Vadai Tameh with Tahar, his question is, how we said you can burn Vadai Tameh with Tahar, how can you burn Safek Tameh? Shema Yavo Eliyahu V'yitarena. Maybe Eliyahu is going to come along and say, that wasn't Tameh. Look at the bottom, Rashi. Lachazman. When's he coming? Lachazman. Tahora Haitza, that was Torah all along. Venim to Limafreya, Shigitamu Truma Yadayim. You made Truma Tarbi Yadayim. Af Alpi, Shehu Tuuna Srefa, Mipne Isser Chametz, Asr Lutamibi Yadayim. Right, which we said before that they allowed it. Maybe he thought he didn't allow it. So how could you allow this?
He was burnt already, he's going to come 2 years later and say, by the
way, right, yes. Anyway, more than that, our good friends are back. Ha-pigle. Pigle, we know what pigle is. The ha-nosar and nosar, it's meat you left over. The ha-tameh, or tameh meat. How do you have tameh meat? Be-shamay omrim, ein nisrafin ka-achas. You can't even burn these together. Now we're going to learn in a minute that the Chachamim made Pigel and Noser Tame. Why? Because they didn't want a Kohen. I hate that guy. So I'm going to have a Pigel Machshava. I'm going to have a Pigel Machshava. And therefore, I'll show him.
It cost him $3,000.
So forget. So what happened, the halacha is, yeah, Pigel becomes Tame. So the Kohanim, we always said this, right? People have funny things that they're nizer in. Nobody wanted the Kohen would not want to become Tame. So if you have those bad thoughts, you become Tame. So it's an incentive not to do Pigel. Same thing with Noser. Lazy. I'm such a lazy, towards a lazy guy. I'll eat it in 2-3 days from now. It's Noser. Right? So to prevent that, yeah, you want to do that? That's I'll be over Noser, big deal. Yeah, but you also become Tame. Oh, Tome, that I'll never do. Right? So that's why they become Tame. Now, Tame meat is really Tame. So there are three things in this list. Pigel, Noser, and Tame. Pigel and Noser are only Tame Derabanan. Minotaur is no such thing. It's Derabanan. They made it up for the lazy and for the bad Kahanim. Tame is Tame. Nevertheless, Beis Shammai says, you can't burn them together. Beis Hillel Omer, so from Ka'achas, you can burn it together, no worries. But let's read the Rashi, the second line. Exactly. We're going to get there in a second. Exactly. No, good, very good. Now look at the second line of Rashi. Basar Kodesh Shinitma. Tame means Tame meat that became Tame. How did it become Tame? I don't know. A sheriff fell on it. A guy died. I don't know. The Kaimel and Perak Achron. The Guzro Leyen. Shiatamu is Hayadayim. It makes you Tame. Afal Pisha Ain Ocha Matame Adam. Even though food can't make a person Tame. Here, Guzru Aleyen Latame Miasas Hayadayim. At least your hands. Below the Tame it's a guf. Why? Mishum Cheshad de Kahuna for the bad Kahanim, the Atle Kahuna, and the lazy Kahanim. Because the Farshid and Hassan, like I said. Vafilu Hachi, the Isalayu Tuma, the Rabbanan, Armi Bishamai, the Ain Sorfin Pigle Noser, Shain Vitamein Minatora, Imatame Shu Tame Minatora. You can't burn them together. The Kolshkain, the Truma Tahora Vitamea. So for sure you can't burn Truma Tahora and Tamea together, for sure not. Afilu Beisil Lokashari Elamishum, the Is Pigle Noser, Tuma, the Rabbanan. Right? Now let's back into the Gemara. Beis Hillel said you could. Why? That's only Darabonin anyway. Beis Hillel is a big deal. But what about Truma Tahora and Truma Tameya? For sure not. Now, V'isol Kedaita, Reb Meir, Medivri Reb Yoshua Ka'amar. Now, one second. If Reb Meir hung his hat on the wine case of Reb Yoshua, Amai Mahadali, Reb Yossi, Medivachina Sagana Kadam. What's Reb Yossi talking about? What's Reb Yossi talking about? Reb Meir, you don't make any sense. Why? Because of Chanina. That's David's question. David asked, what's going on here? We said that Reb Meir learned out of the case from the wine. What's Reb Yossi hacking Reb Meir about Reb Chanina? That's not how he knows it. What's Reb Yossi doing? Right, you hear the question? Reb Yossi says, it's not comparable because Reb Chanina is talking about Tumah and this is not Tumah. What are you doing? Reb Meir says, that's not what I'm talking about in the case of Yeshua with the wine. What are you bothering me about this? Right? That's the Gemara's question. Right? This is after your question.
You say so.
So it means this whole Mishnah is not even talking about one or two cases. It's going to be about five different cases.
Reb Meir brought a case out of left field. Just like Reb Yeshua.
Why would they put together a Mishnah?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Just like Reb Yeshua said a funny case of the wine. I say the same thing about Chametz. Now, he didn't say the case. He said the Rehem. Who did that mean? It meant the funny case of the wine. Says Reb Yossi, what are you talking about, Reb Meir? Reb Chanina, Reb Chanina, Reb Chanina. Says the Gemara, what's that what he's talking about, Reb Chanina?
They are all different type of tumors mixing.
Anyway.
It's a very shocking din, and it's very difficult to justify. Reb Yossi is saying, no matter where you go, no matter how you twist and turn, it's not possible if you're allowed to put Torah and Torah together. It's just not possible.
Even though Reb Chanina said it, and Reb Yossi.
Exactly.
Rabbi Chanina said it, Rabbi Akiva said it. Now, Rameir took it one step further. Rameir was talking about it's not even Tomei at all.
Real Tomei.
Where did he get that from? So Rameir said, I'll tell you where he got it from. He got it from Yeshua. Says Rabbi Yossi, Rameir, how could you say that real Tar could become Tomei? Rabbi Chanina didn't allow that. I'm talking about Rabbi Chanina. I'm talking about Yeshua. What are you doing? Only Rabbi Nachman. The answer is, Rabbi Yossi didn't realize that. Rabbi Yossi, Lavadaita, he didn't realize that. Whosoever he thought Rameir, Rabbi Chanina, Sagana Kahanim, Kamali. He thought that Rameir was talking in the world of Rabbi Chanina. Vamalei. So Rameir tells him back, Rabbi Yossi, no, you missed the boat. Ana, Rabbi Yeshua, Kamina. I hold up Rabbi Yeshua. That's how I got my din. Vamalei. Well, I feel Rabbi Yeshua, Nami, Ainahi Amida. It's not even comparable. Even that's not comparable. Why not? Now, why not? The Hamoda Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua Shesorev Zula Atzma Vizula Atzma. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah said you burn them separately. The only time Rabbi Yeshua said you burn them together is if it's Suffolk. But if it's a Vada, you burn them separately. Yes. Now one second. The Amai Enohi Hamida Mida Umidahi. What do you mean it's not the same? It's exactly the same. Says Rashi, Daha Tahora Gemurahi B'chavet Hazos. This barrel has complete Tahora. Umishum Desofa Le'ibud, because it's going to get destroyed. Shari La Temuya B'yadayim. You're allowed to do it with your hands. It's exactly comparable. What?
It's like going to Atomic Haley.
Right. So one second. But in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehoshua did say that if it's a Truma and Tahora, you have to burn them separately. So, Rabbi Yossi is really right. It's not really comparable. Now that we have a caution on Rabbi Yehoshua. How come by the wine he allowed it, and over here he doesn't allow it? No, right. They're contradicting each other.
Yeah.
By the case of the wine, he said you could be a dime, you could save the chulin. And over here he says you have to burn them separately. So it's a caution now. Caution on Rabbi Yehoshua. So the Gemara answers, Shiny Hassam, over there it's different. Why? The Ikka Hefsid Chulim. Because really, really you have to burn them separately. But it's a Kash, it's a Hefsid Chulim. In other words, to lose all that Chulim, Rabbi Yeshua allowed it. He allowed you to make Tumah B'Yadayim to lose all the Chulim.
To save
the Chulim. That he allowed. But in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said it's not comparable. Why? What are you saving? He was making one a case of financial loss. You're going to lose all that chulin. All right, make two and be a dime. Over here, what's the loss? It's all getting burnt. Make two separate piles. So Rav Meir, obviously, that wasn't... One second. Now what's Rav Meir going to say with that? Mask of Lord Beiria, one second. Masni Tsunami Ika, half to the atom. 1 minute. Over here also, you could save firewood. Why should I use two firewoods? Make one firewood. Right, the Rechon Awasman asked, you don't have to do Srefa. You can throw it to the wind also. Like, what kind of question was that? All right. Amalei, Hahusaba, no. Lehefsin Ruba Chashashu, Lehefsin Mu'lo Chashashu. Not to lose $5,000, $10,000 worth of chulin. That's a big, to go get some extra twigs? What kind of loss is that? He wasn't impressed with that loss. Therefore, he held, you have to burn them separately. However, it's enough of Rabbi Yeshua is enough of a, this must be, sorry. Rabbi Yeshua is enough of an opinion that Rameir can hang his hat on. Even though the same Rabbi Yeshua said you have to burn them separately, right? It depends on the amount. It must be enough.
It's a different situation. Over there, you're going to lose the truth, but at the same time, you're going to lose the other stuff.
Yeah, but how could Rameir say that I hang my hat on Rabbi Yeshua when Rabbi Yeshua himself said to burn them separately?
No, that's the worst answer. Depending on how much it is, if he can, you can't.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's too much, what's going to do it?
That's why the Gemara goes to the next dimension and makes it even more complicated, because if God tells you, you can't do this.
Okay, we have 5 minutes to do 25 minutes worth of work.
You can't do it.
Here we go.
So now you have another level of complexity.
So that's a question I don't have an answer to. You know my question? How could Rameir rely on Rabbi Yehoshua from the case of the wine, but it's a financial loss, but in our Mishnah, he himself said you have to burn them separately.
It's not a good answer. That's why you go to the next level of capacity.
That's why Rabbi Yossi said it's not comparable. Right? But Rameir held it was comparable.
Either way, it's two different Rabbi Yeshua's.
Right, the same man.
No,
and that by a financial loss, he was more makel. Yeah. Right, by a financial loss, he was more makel. Exactly. Now, next. Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan. This machlokes, the whole machlokes over here, between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi, is only b'sheish, only in the sixth hour. Aval b'sheva, but in the seventh hour, when it's certainly us that go near this stuff, divri hakol sarfin. Everybody would agree you burn it out.
Together.
Amalei Rav Zeira
L'Rav
Asi.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
One minute. Amalei Rav Zeira L'Rav Asi, Nema, let's say, Kasav Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan, who just made this statement, holds, Masnisin ba'ava tomadar raisa, vlada tomadar rabbanon. In order for Rabbi Yochanan to say that, he must hold that the shlishi was a shlishi de rabbanon. Why? Why? Umay mi divrehem b'divrei chanina segana kahanim. And the divrehem was a bichanina. What does that mean? Let's look at the Rashi. The Rashi of Neima Kasavar of Yochanan. Demas nisin derbi chanina bivlada tuma derabanan. That was the first answer we gave today. The first answer we gave was, what's the midivrehem? Midivrehem is, the shlishi was only midarabanan. Midaraisa! There is no tuma. Midarabanan there is. So too, in this man derabanan, you're allowed to burn the chametz together. Now, he says, but if it's in the seventh hour, when it's a Zman Doraisa, you can't burn them together. You can burn them together. Obviously, he holds that the issue was it's a Durabanan.
But what's that question? He's making a Durabanan more strong than a Doraisa?
Yes. That's the rest of the doubt. Yes. Durabanan becomes more strong than a Doraisa. To a crazy degree. Yes, yes. Masnizan Durab Chanina Bivlada Tumma Durabanan, Vermeer Yalof Mine. Vidafka Beshe, Benakat Sheshub Yochanan. Only in the sixth hour he's talking about. Why? Mishum de Isa Isa Durabananhu, Time of Durameir. Avalim Ba Lisrof Bechamesh, Va'arba, but the fourth hour, the third hour, Mo de Remeir de Ain Sarfin. Remeir would agree you can't burn them together. Why? It's not Asa Durabanan now. You wake up 8 o'clock in the morning, you want to get a head start on burning the Chametz, he would agree you can't. Why? It's not Durabanan, it's not Asma now. Only when it's Asma Durabanan you can do it. Even though it's getting burnt anyway. The law of Yeshua Kayalov. He doesn't learn that whole thing from Yeshua. The time of Rabbi Yeshua Hassam Yeshua Hassan Chulim. The whole reason Yeshua was because of financial loss. Oh, Dilmore, maybe Rabbi Yochanan Nami Rabbi Meir Midrabbi Yeshua Yalim. No, maybe really he does have a look from Yeshua. The time of Rabbi Meir La Misha Mitzur Darabananhu. The Huadi Nami Chamesh Va'arba. And Vahad the Kamar Rabbi Yochanan Sheish or Chidim Milson Akat. He just stopped picked the six, but in a Chanami. So which one is it? So the Gemara says that he holds the first one, the Durabanan one. Amalei in yes, I hold that one. That's what I hold. One more line. Itmar Nami Amar Rabbi Yochanan Masnitin Ba'ava Tuma Daraisa Vlad Hatuma Durabanan. Umay mi Divrehem. What does that mean, Divrehem? Midivrei Rabbi Yochanan Segana Kahanim Umachlokas B'sheish Avol B'sheva Divrei Kol Sarfin. But in the seventh hour, everybody agrees.
In the seventh hour, there's no difference between Tuma and Pesach because
it's all Aser.
It's all Aser.
Exactly, it's all Aser Men HaTorah. Then even Rabbi Yossi would agree you could burn it together.
Remember, the mitzvah say to prevent Tuma from getting Tuma.
Right. Okay. We got to stop. We will try to start on time tomorrow. I'm going base tomorrow is short, but we'll try to stop and get and catch up a little bit. We just ran out of time. Everybody have a good day and a very good Shabbos.